Today's daf is daf Chafei. We're holding at the Halakha Mishnah right on top. And we continue now with things that need to be distanced from the city. One has to distance, the Gemara says all of this is because of smell. One has to distance things that smell, whether it's a Beit HaKvarot or a tannery, or even Nevelot, but a person is dumping. All of this has to be at least 50 amot away from a town because of the smell. It's interesting that there's a Levush that talks about a Beit HaKvarot needing to be distanced because it depresses me. Everybody has some, doesn't it? It's depressing. Enosim Burski, now the worst of the smell problems is a tannery. A tannery is a disaster. So the Burski can only be put in the Mizracha ear because the east has the least problems with winds blowing heavy out of the east. And so Mamela, if you put it on the east, the Ruach Mizrachit will not bring too much of the smell into town. Rabbi Akiva says, no, actually the Kol Ruach says, you could use it on any side as long as it's not in the west. The Gemara is going to ask, does that mean any side with the Chamishim Amar or without the Chamishim Amar? The West requires Chamishim, that we'll see. What's that? It's similar. Umarchik Chamishim Amar, and then you would need to have 50 Amot, nonetheless. Umarchikin et ha-mishra min ha-yerek, v'takrishim min ha-bitzalim, v'takhardal min ha-dvorim. All of these we've discussed before. That you have to distance now the pit that you put the water in, which you soak the pishtan in order to dissolve the pots to be able to get the threads properly, the pieces of pishtan properly prepared for combing. And that stinks because you need to leave it there until it decays. So that needs to be left distant from plants. You need to take away krishim, which are leeks, from bitzalim, because they have an impact on the bitzalim that lessens the pungency of the bitzalim. And you have to keep the chardal away from the dvorim, so mustard is not very good for honey. You take the chardal and make it distant from the dvorim. Rabbi Yossi is matir b'chardal, and as we already discussed before, the truth is Rabbi Yossi is matir on all of them, because Rabbi Yossi holds it's the nizik who's got to be distancing himself, not vice versa. It will turn out that Rabbi Yossi is only tiny. We said earlier that even a Tana Kama should be made, that it's Matir B'Chardal, because it's a mutual damage, and therefore there's no reason why one should be more responsible than the other. Anyway, I just want to get straight what Rabbi Akiva is saying. It says, Ov Yireno Simburski El Nizracha Yir, and Rabbi Akiva Melechol Ruach Vose, Chutz Mimarava. So what was Rabbi Akiva saying? Rabbi Akiva Erikar, Lechol Ruach Vose, meaning you don't have to distance it at all, and you can actually be someh, except me marava, where there I agree with you that you need to be marchik chamishim amah. Is that what he meant to say? And there he could be marchik chamishim amah, or did he mean, no, I agree with you, we need chamishim amah. That's for sure. Just the question is, where can you make it? So you say you make it on the east side, or I'm saying, no, you can make it any side. But of course you need to distance it 50 amod, except for the west side, where over there, ino asikla. Answers the Gemara, we could see from the Braita what Rabbi Akiva holds, Tashma. The Tani Rabbi Akiva, Omer l'chol ruach oseh, umarchik chamishim amah. So clearly he holds that you definitely need to distance it. The only question is, what side? He says, any side. Chutz mimarava deino oseh kolikar. You're not allowed to put a tannery to the west of the city. Bipneshi tadira. Because that's always there. It's not very clear. It seems to be saying that wind is constantly blowing out of the west. Therefore, it's always going to bring the bad smell into the town. But the Gemara is not satisfied with that. When you say chi tadira, what does that mean? My tadira. But ilay matadira bruchot, if you're telling me that there's always a wind blowing out of the west, we see clearly that it's actually the wind that blows all the time is out of the north. It's the ruach tzvonit that's always there, and then you have also variations. Shiomalei Kane, if it wouldn't be that the Ruach Tzonit keeps things calm, Eino Olam Mitkayim Afilu Sha'achat. The worst of all of these winds is the Ruach Dromit, it's Kosher Mikulam. Viomalei Ben Neitz Shema Amida, Macharevet Ata Olam. If it wouldn't be for the Malach Ben Neitz that is appointed to block the wind out of the Dorum, then we would never be able to have this planet settle. Because we Macharevet Olam, Shrema. Is it from you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're the one that makes certain that the Nates spread its wings over here. Yefroskin Afafla Teiman towards the south. So it blocks the south wind. But anyway, you see over here, what's important to us is that the one that's Mnashevet all the time is the Tzfonit, not the Maravit. So when you say Tidira, you can't mean Tidira, that's always blowing. Elamai Tidira, Tidira Bishchina. What Rabbi Akiva means is that it's inappropriate for Chvod HaShchina to put a tannery to the west, because Rabbi Akiva holds that the Shechina is always relatively in the west, and therefore you have to treat it with respect. Domer Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, bo v'nachzik tova l'avoteinu, shehodi'unu makom tefila. We need to be grateful that the Anshe Knesset HaGdola in Sefer Nehemiah let us know where it is we're supposed to pray towards. Obviously he doesn't hold of the way we, which is, we'll see, there's really a machloket in various directions. There's only one man, Yom and Arsugya, who holds you're supposed to face Yerushalayim. But all these sugyas are supposed to say, argue on that whole bright and brachot about praying towards Yerushalayim. So according to him, because of the posuk utzva shamayim lechomish tachavim, we now know where it is we're supposed to face when we are emid betvila. Why? Because since it says Utzva Shemayim Lechamish Tachavim, so it seems that we view the setting of the sun, the setting of the moon, the setting of the stars, we see that as an act of submission. So it's Yishtachavoya. Yishtachavoya means that they're all being Mishtachavet towards the west, because that's where they set. So that means you should face west when you daven. Matkifla, Revacha, Bar Yaakov, maybe the way we should look at it, metaphorically, is like an Evet. Should not tell Pras Mirabo. Because the way we back up, let's say, from tefillah, right? So you back away while you bow towards the direction that you're being mispalled. So how do we know that we're not supposed to look at the setting of the sun as a backing away, but the ishtachavoya would be the other direction, and that would mean that you're supposed to pray towards the east? Kasha. Yeah. Look, I can't prove that. Rabbi Hoshaya Savar, Shechina b'chol makom. There's no particular. They're bowing towards the east while they back away to set in the west. Because if you were set, that's what you would do. You'd back away while you're being mishtachavet.
So we see them going towards the
we
the
see them
west.
Backing away.
Right.
And we understand that while they're backing away, they're being mishtachavet.
So they're bowing towards the east. Even
maybe.
The setting.
Right. In other words, maybe the setting is a back away, not the ishtachavoyim. Now, Rav Hoshaya holds there's no particular direction. You can pray in any direction. The Omer Rav Hoshaya, my dechtiv. And this is in context of the Tzva Shemayim Lechamish Tachavim, right? So Tzva Shemayim Lechamish Tachavim. Ato Hashem Levadecha, Ata Sita Ata Shemayim Shmei Hashemayim. So what's the Levadecha in the context of Tzva Shemayim Lechamish Tachavim? That Shiluchacha, Lo Kishulchei Basar Vadam. Basically, what Nehemiah is saying over here is that you are very different than the Shluch, because when you send a messenger, Ezra, when you send a messenger, then you send it in a way that is different than when a human sends a messenger. Because all of these Tzva Shemayim are your messengers. So when a human sends a shliach, he needs to report back. In order to report back, he needs to go back to you. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends kivayachol a shliach, so then they are l'makom shemishtachim, it should say sham, not misham. The place that they are mishtalayach to, they're machzirin shlichutam there. And they don't have to go back in order to report. So that implies that wherever they arrive, it's the same place that they left in terms of the Shechina. Which means that the Shechina would be in b'chol makom. Shenemar, because we see also in terms of the tainas to Iyuv. So hatishalach b'rakim vayelechu v'yomru lecha hinenu. Are you the one who sends out the lightning and it goes and says, we're here? It doesn't say, and it comes back and says, we're here. As it goes and says, we're here, right? So in other words, we see, Yabo v'yomru lo ne'amar, it's just v'yelechu v'yomru, they go and they say. So that means where they arrive is also the makom of the Shechina. So that means that there's no particular relationship to the makom that they were mishtaleach from in terms of the Shechina. That's only their own local experience. If the Shechina is b'chol makom, so then you can pray in any direction that you want. V'yaf Rabbi Yishmol savar Shechina b'chol makom, the Tana of Rabbi Yishmael, Minayin Shashkina b'chol makom, Shene'emar, V'hinei ha-malach ha-dover bi-yotzei, U-malach acher yotzei likrato. Now that's a little bit strange, because we have the first malach that's coming, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to lay down the gvulais of Yerushalayim. Then, the malachim taina, well, then why should there be limits to Yerushalayim? So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends another shliach to cancel the limits. But if he's sending another shliach, then the other shliach should be chasing after the first shliach, right? So he should be coming acharav. Instead, it says that the other shliach is coming to greet that malach. He's coming from the other direction. So I mean, how do you have the malach coming from different directions? Must be. Here it says, yotzei likrato, acharav lo nemar. This is, it comes after him to catch up. It says likrato. So that means that it was just as easy for the malach to be met by the second malach as to be caught up by the second malach. So clearly, there's no preferred makom of the shlichus. So that means that the same thing would be true in your own communication with the shchina. The afrib sheshes sova shchina b'chol makom. The Omar le Rav Sheshes l'shami, remember that Rav Sheshes was blind, so Rav Sheshes told the one who was would always take care of him, l'kolu chata ukman, when you're standing me up, the time for tefillah, you can have me facing any direction except east. L'var mimizrach. It's not that there's any chisaron in the east in terms of the presence of the Shekhinah. It's just that all of these religious people always face east. And that's the last place that I want to face. Because they're all Talmidim, the original Gerus and Rashi, was they're all Talmidim of Yoshka. So the Mishum Demoru Bamini. So the Christians would always face the east. So therefore, I don't want to face east. But there's not, it's not that there's a problem. Obviously, in Bavel, you would never face east, even if you're old according to the Brayta and Bracha. You would face west or southwest. No, Rashi says it's referring to Christians, specifically. Yeah. Can you just say it in English? Slowly. They pass it like these, man. Very good, very good. Rabbi Abu Omar, Rabbi Abu says, Shchina b'ma'arav. The Omre b'avu, my orya, avir yad. Now there's two meanings to this. Rashi himself prefers the French, which is Orient. The Orient is the East. So the Orient as the East is a rems to Oriya, Avirya, which would mean that the Shechina looks towards the East as its Avir, which means that the Shechina itself is in the West. The other approach, he says that he was bekabel that in Persian, Oriya actually means Ma'arav, which the Rabbeinu Tam also ascribes to. It means it's not on anything, because it's obviously relative, it's wherever you are, but it means that Klapi, the Adam, the Hanhagas, Ashkina, is, remember that all of these Ruchot, Chlal, I mean the whole daf is going to be discussing our perception of what's going on in the world. In terms of what the Hanhagas Hashem is. So, and each direction has in it specific aspects, like the Ratzon to be Yachkim Yadrim. You face in that direction, right? You want to be rich, you face the direction of Tzofin. That means that there's different elements of Hanhaga that you're relating to. So, the truth is that the Ramchal and the Maral related to the whole concept of Makifim. In terms of Kabbalah, like what the Gemara is talking about in general, when it has to do with direction, Ruchot, we're talking about we'll see on the days, we talk about the way that the sun, we view the sun relative to the earth in our experience, is the way in which we sense the Makifim, which are Kadosh Baruch Hu's overall Hanhaga. So the same thing is true over here. It's what those directions have in them meaning to us. And relative to us, this is the Makom HaShem. Obviously, it's relative because there's no particular Makom on earth. That is east and west. It's all where you are. So we see that Rabbi Yudah Merav, I should say, he learns, my dechtiv, these various ruchot are all included in the way in which a person relates to Torah. Because we know that Moshe Rabbeinu is this week's parasha. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ya'arov kematar l'kri, and so on. And all of this is supposed to be the bris that is meramis to the way the Torah is to the Olam. Rabbeinu Gershon actually speaks out how each one of these psukim in the way we understand it in the Gemara, so now get a different type of learning Torah, whether it's Torah Lishma or Shalei Lishma, how much you put into it. But anyway, so he learns Yarov Kimatar Likhi. Arifa refers to Ruach Ma'aravit, Sheba'am Mi'orpo Shel Olam. In other words, if we view the earth as if it were an organism, so an organism always walks forward. So since the earth is always going towards the east, so it's revolving towards the east, which is why we see everything rising in the east, it means the back, the oref, would be the west. So the yarov kimatar likhi would mean the ruach that comes out of the west, which is the oref of the olam. Tizal ketal imrati. That lashon of tizal has a double meaning. because it doesn't only mean to flow, it also means to cheapen, right? Ziluta, zol. So that refers to the Ruach Tzvonit. The Ruach Tzvonit is mazelet et hazahav. The Rashi says it's because it creates shrav, which doesn't really make too much sense. The shrav and tzafon don't seem to be particularly well related. But the Tosfos says elsewhere that the reason it's mazelet et hazahav is because it blows in a way that keeps the clouds that are coming from the south, it keeps the clouds away, and therefore it creates a shrav, not because of its heat. And therefore it's mazelet et hazahav, because if you consider the value of zahav in what it's capable of buying you in terms of your living, if there's food that's more expensive, then the gold is cheaper. It's worth less. You need more gold in order to buy the food. So it's mazelet et hazahav. V'cheinu omer hazalim zahav mikis. You see that the idea of free-flowing gold out of your wallet, such as when you try to go to the supermarket here, that is considered to be the same lashon as cheapening the gold. Kisi irim alei deshe. That refers to ruach mizrachi shemisaeret et kol haolam kisair. So it's like a demon. Even though we said before, as Tosfos points out, that that's the gentlest wind. Right? We said that that's always blowing, but that's true. I mean, usually you don't get much wind out of the east. But when you do get a bad wind out of the east, I mean, that's where you get the shrav, that's where you get the sandstorms and so on. Urche revivim alei esef refers to the ruach dromit, because it's the ruach dromit that brings the gentle rain. It's male revivim, and that revivim is megadelet asavim. And each one of these various types of ruchot is keneged elements of limud Torah. Tanya, Rebbe Eliezer omer, olam la'achsadrahu domer. The way we have to view the world is to see it as a porch. Because from our point of view, again, all of this obviously is meant to be the way in which a human being perceives what's happening on the earth. So he sees the sun rising, and it moves over the seasons. So as it gets now, the days get longer and longer, the sun moves up to the north, gets all the way to the corner in the northwest, it disappears. And where does it go when it comes to the end of the corner? So the question is, what do we consider happening? Do we view the sun as continuing to go around behind the earth? So if we view the sun as continuing to go around behind it, then that would mean that we consider the vault that we call the sky to be sealed. And now that it's continuing along the back, it's still coming around the other side. So when it comes out in the morning, it's come out on the other side. Another way of looking at it is that basically you are standing under a local vault, right? You're not supposed to view the earth as a whole, because anyway, everything is relative to where you are. So when you are standing where you are, when the sun disappears, it's going outside of the vault completely. In which case, you can view it as simply going out a hole, coming back around the top, and then coming out again on the other side. Because who's to say there's anything there? Maybe the moon's made out of green cheese, or right? It could just be on a stick, you know, on the other side. So the idea over here is, how much exactly do we view the earth as being something that is surrounded by sky? So according to Rebbe Eliezer, the earth, there's nothing on the northern side, because once the sun hits the northern side, it simply pops out of this whole simulation, and then we start over again. It comes back at the other side, but it doesn't keep running around the back, because I mean, what would be the point of that? You don't see that, right? So therefore, it's similar to an achsadra, and the ruach tzvonit eina mesuvevet, which means that the side of the porch that's open, and Aksadra is an open porch, the side of the porch that's open, that doesn't have a sky over it, is the north. So that would mean that Kivanchi Gia Chamaitz, a Keren Maravit Tzvonit, when the sun gets to its furthest place in the northwest, so then it pops out, and it's Nichvefet, it bends over, and it goes back. Vole Lamala Min Arakia, and goes back the way it came to pop out again in the morning out of the other side. Whereas Rabbi Yoshua says, no, why should we view it that way? We could view the world as completely surrounded by the vault of the sky, and then the sun continues to follow the vault around the back. Now, the question is, how does it get around the back? There's got to be a little door to go out the side, comes around the back, then there's another door, a window, to come in. Obviously, the windows have to be spaced a little bit, because every day it moves a little bit. It comes out through a different window when it comes out. But that would mean, so then the Ruach Tzvonit is Mesuvevet. And then, Kivan Shechama Magat LeKeren Ma'aravit Tzvonit, it just keeps going around in the same vault. It doesn't go back up. It's Makefet V'Chozeret Achorei Kippah. So from our point of view, it's behind the vault. Shema Holechel Doron, V'Soveivel Tzafon. Holechel Doron, so the Halicha is what we see, that's beyond. The Soveiv is what we don't see, that's Soveivel Tzafon, that's Balayla, because that's behind the Kippa. Soveiv, Soveiv, Alecha Ruach, V'Altzvivotav Shava Ruach. So what does that mean, that it's Soveiv, Soveiv? That's Pnei Mizrach, U'Pnei Ma'arav. That's referring to the east and the west, because depending on the season, the sun sometimes hits those areas of the day, sometimes it doesn't. So shupamim isavavatan, upamim halakatan. So depending on how long the day is, that's the question of where towards the east and the west is the sun going to hit during the course of this day. So the summertime gives you indeed a halicha. The wintertime gives you a sivuv. So that would explain all of the Lashonas of the Pasuk. Now, Hu Haya Omer, by the way, Atana Rebbe Eliezer, when we say Hu Haya Omer, we're going back, not to Rebbe Yeshua, going back not to Rebbe Eliezer, that the meaning of the Psukim, where we refer to the Sufa coming from a Cheder, Min HaCheder Tovo Sufa, Mimzarim Kara. So what exactly is meant with that Pasuk, according to Rebbe Eliezer? So Min HaCheder Tovo Sufa refers to the Ruach Dromit. Because according to Rabbi Eliezer, the dugma of the world is that you have a house with a porch. So the innermost side of the porch would be the cheder. The outer side of the porch would be the tzafon, which doesn't have anything at all. So that means you're referring to the cheder, you've got to be referring to, according to him, the part that is furthest away from the opening. So that would be the Ruach Dromit. That's why it's going on with Rabbi Eliezer. According to Rabbi Yeshua, that wouldn't make any sense. Mimzarim kara, this mimzarim means it's like spread out all over. So the part that's spread out and completely open is the Ruach Tzfonit. And that would explain that language. Minishmat el yitain kerach, v'rochav mayim b'mutzak. So then the yitain kerach we're talking about would be the Ruach Ma'aravit. The rochav mayim b'mutzak, which refers to torrential. A mutzak is like it's almost a solid piece of water that is gushing. So that's like torrential rain. That's referring to the Ruach Mizrachit. Wait a minute. You said the Ruach Dromit is Ma'ale Revivim Megadelet Asavim. So now you're telling me that the Mayim B'Mutzak is the Ruach Mizrachit. Make up your mind. No, there's two types of rain. If it's raining properly, and you're talking about Revivim that are Megadelet Asavim, we said Revivim Ale Esev, that's referring to the gentle rain. Indeed, that comes out of the Doron. But if you're talking about torrential rain, so the Enochinami, that is coming from the storms that we said is from the Ruach Mizrachit, that we said before, is a Sahara, that it's similar to a Sahara. Tosafot has already explained it. That means when there is a bad storm, that's where it will come from. Omer Chista, Maidechtiv mitzafon zahav yata, that the gold comes from the north. As we said before, Zurach tzfonit shemazelet ata zahav. That's what makes the gold flow, meaning flow out of your wallet, not to become rich. V'cheinu omer hazalim zahav bikis. Omer Afram bar Papa omer Chista b'yom shekarav beit hamikdash lo huk shema ruach dromit. Even though we said it's the ruach dromit that brings us the rains, so we said ruach dromit is ma'ale revivim, we haven't found proper rain since the churban beis hamikdash. Shenema vayigzor al yamin v'ra'ev. Al yamin is to the right. If you're facing forward to the east, which we said is keden, because that's the way that the earth turns, so then the right is the doron. So it says vayigzor. So it's a gezerah of Ra'ev. And then, Vayokal al smol velo saveil. And we know that refers to the south, because we find that Lashon clearly referring to south in Safon v'yamin. So the Darom is clearly called Yamin over here. It doesn't mean to the right of a person. It means to the directions of the earth. So Tzafon v'yamin atabarata. So clearly, if Yamin means Darom, then a gezerah al yamin v'ra'ev is a gezerah on the Ruach Dromit, so that the good rains are no longer there. And there's a reference to post-Korban times. V'yomer Afram bar Papa Omer Chista, miyom shecharav beit hamikdash, ein ha-gishamim yordim mi-otzar tov. Although it rains, the rains do not come from the special mekor ha-brocha, as it says, yiftach Hashem lachat otzaro ha-tov. That otzaro ha-tov is bizman shi Yisrael osim ritzono shel makom, v'Yisrael shruyin al admatam. So then the gishamim are yordim mi-otzar tov. But during the time of Golus, Bisman She'en Yisrael Shurigin Alad Matam, then Ein Gishamim Yordim Yotzar Tov. So in the context of Brit, we see that the Otzar Tov is a specific bracha. It's not that it's just the Geshem. It's that Yiftach Hashem Lecha Totzero HaTov in order to give you Geshem. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, if we're talking about the ways in which one faces for tefillah, then HaRotze Sheyachkim Yadrim V'Sheyashir Yatzpim. So somebody who wants to focus in his bakashas on Chochma should face south. Someone who wants to focus on riches should face the north, which was the Makom of the Zahav. And Simanecha, the way to remember this is very simple. In the Beit HaMikdash, the Shulchan was Bitzafon. And the Shulchan is the Simon of Shulchan Melachim. It's riches, Shulchan Or Shel Adam. And the Menorah is Bidaron. Obviously, this, it's not just a Simon. In other words, the Seder of the Anochas Kelim in the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be a Giloy of the Anhagas Hashem, which we're referring to over here in these metaphors with the Ruchot. So it means that this is a remez, that the focus of a person, whatever Dorim and Tzofon is, these are different focuses. Mm-hmm. Rabbi Yosh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the fact that it's different directions, I mean, is that like they come in like different times? I mean,
no, it's a different direction in life. We use the same word, take a different direction. It's a different kivun. As here, the kivunim are built into the way you look at the world. I mean, we still have a very intense psychological connection to the directions of the earth. So it's connecting them to that psychology.
This Yadrim would actually be a physical turning?
Yeah, physical turning. No. This is going according to Mandiyama, that the Shekhinah is b'chol makom. So you can choose wherever you want. So the question is, which Hanhaga do you want to turn to? You don't view the Shekhinah as being in a particular place. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, to get rich, it would be ridiculous just to get rich. The way to get rich is to get chokhmah, and then you get rich, right? So, l'olam yadrim, so always face sah, shemitoch, shemitchachem, mitasher, shenema orach yamim bimina, bismola oshev v'chavot. So the yamin indeed brings you to everything, because it'll bring you in the end to also that which comes out of the north, which is the osher and the kofa. Wait a minute. I thought Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was the one who said you had to face west. He was one of the ones who said that Shekhinah is b'ma'arav. But in order to make these choices of Yadrim and Yatzpin, you have to hold that the Shekhinah is b'chol makom. It doesn't matter which direction you face. So how do you explain that? And what he means is the mitzadit atzdudit. So that you would face west, either southwest or northwest. That would be the Yatzpin and Yadrim. So that you would have to include the west in your direction. Omele Rebbe Chanina. Now Rebbe Chanina, who as Tosfos points out, held of the Braita in Brachot, according to which you need to face towards Yerushalayim. So he told the people that were in Bavel, he said, Kigonaton, people like you, Diatvitu bitzvona de Eretz Yisrael, you live to the north of Eretz Yisrael. Adrimo adrumi, face south. Now this, of course, makes no sense because Bavel is not in the north. I mean, what do we call Yerushalmi? Ma'arava. So obviously they never looked at Eretz Yisrael as being in the south, they looked at it as being in the west. So that's goof for the Chiddush. In other words, we just finished saying, Alib Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that you need to take into consideration more than one direction. And it's not just a general direction. So that's goof for what he's pointing out to them. Even though you call Eretz Yisrael the Ma'arav, don't face due west. You have to face also south. So you face southwest in order to face Eretz Yisrael. How do we know, asks the Gemara, that we view that extent of north-south difference to be significant enough la'alacha that you have to actually take it into consideration? How do we know that we view Bavel as being in the north? So it means we relate to Bavel as coming out of the north. In which case, it means that we have to view Eretz Yisrael as the south. Therefore, I'm telling you that in terms of tefillah, you have to face not only the west, but you need to face southwest. This would seem to negate the Rabbeinu Yonis Pshat in the Braita and Mesechet Brachot, where the Braita says if you're in Chutz Laaretz, you should turn towards Eretz Yisrael. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you should turn towards Yerushalayim, et cetera, right? And if you're in the Makom HaMikdash, then you face the Kadosh HaKadoshim, wherever that is. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says you always take a compass line towards the Kodesh HaKadosh. In other words, if it doesn't make enough of a difference, but it could certainly make a difference towards Yerushalayim. Do I face somewhere towards Eretz Yisrael, or do I face towards Yerushalayim?
Once you're outside,
it's not a... Sure it is. Of course it is. We're going to take your GPS, and you'll see. It makes a difference. You know, dial in Yerushalayim or dial in Tzfat. You're not going to face the same direction. If you're in Finland. They didn't have America in those days.
Finland, they would both be south.
But not the same exact south, right?
Okay.
makes a nafkamina. So he says you always have to draw a kapas line. Obviously, in Bava, it's going to make a significant nafkamina. So therefore, I mean, if the Gemara says over here that it's a chiddush that you have to face even enough in the direction of Eretz Yisrael that it should be to the south, it certainly means that without the raya of mitzafonti patacha ra'ah, that we would say, okay, it doesn't matter. The point is the general direction of Eretz Yisrael. But that's very much not like Rabbeinu Yonah. Because otherwise, what do we need a raya that Bava is in the north? I mean, we're not idiots. No, in the Kotel for sure you're supposed to face it.
The what?
The Kodesh HaKadosh.
No. And then go to the
Kotel. Lachora, once you're already in the area of the Harabayit, okay, but I mean, he says so fairish, that's for sure. The Shaila is whether this Gemara is really a Kasha. Maybe there's another explanation. I mean, it's a very funny thing to need to bring a riot that Buffalo is in the north.
What about the passage that we saw in
obviously that's what he's saying. Why would Akadosh Baruch Hu say it comes mitzvah? It's irrelevant to you. I understand. I understand the meaning of the question I'm trying to answer. What he's saying is that if the pasuk is referring to the makor of the rock, not just to the road that it's taking, right? So it's saying that the Ra opens from the Tzafon itself. That must be a reference to the Makor, which is above all, not just to a road. Otherwise, it's meaningless. Makor, I mean, otherwise, Mestame makes no sense. How is it a riot? That's not a riot above all. All you're telling me is that the way that you have to come in is Min HaTzafon. But Min Tzafon means that this is a Makor. Okay. I don't know of any other pshat. I mean, this is a very strange thing to say, that I need Minolan above all, but Tzafon there, it's Israel. Okay, the Mishnah ends with Rabbi Yossi. So we say Rabbi Yossi was matir bechardal. Now, the truth is, we saw before on Daf Yud Chet that Rabbi Yossi holds in general that it's up to the nizek to be marchik at atzma. And therefore, the meaning of matir bechardal is only latamayo derabona. In other words, he himself holds none of these things are true. If a guy wants to plant batzal, let him plant batzal in his own area. I have to be marchik my krishim? I'm living by planting krishim. He's living by planting batzalim. It's up to him to be marchik if he wants to be marchik. So, and that's true of the Mishra as well. All of the things, except, of course, giri delay that we saw before. And we're going to discuss again. So why does it say that Dafka Rabbi Yossi is matir b'chardal? Because there he held that the Tanakhama should also agree that it's not me who's causing the damage. It's a mutual damage. Sheyocholo marlo, achata omer li harchek chardalcha min devorai. Look, before you start yelling at me that I should get my mustard away from your bees because they're affecting your bees' output, I say to you, harchek devorecha min chardalai, sheba'ot v'ochlot li lugei chardalai, I say that your bees are making off with some of my mustard. So, I mean, I can complain to you the same way you can complain to me. And why am I considered to be the mazik? Therefore, it should be mutual. If it's mutual, even the rabbanon should be made. Well, how can we say one to be marchik himself more than the other? The truth is that Rabbi Yossi holds that it makes an afkabina. Well, that's the machlokas between Rav and Abaye, whether you could be semech or not. That was the whole sugya we had before.
But in these two cases
or no cases? Okay, except for Gire, which we're going to get to later again, what we discussed earlier. Gire delay. Meir Rabbi Yossi, big Gire delay. Remember, if it's the story with the ladder, right? So the ladder with the Nimaya, we said since the Nimaya can get up there. There are other cases, which we're going to talk about later today, if you'll give us a rousing... This was our sort of flagship case, was the case of the tree and the boar. This was a case where, even though at the time that I'm planting it, there's no direct damage, it's going to take years for the roots to develop, then nonetheless, I can't put an ilan when he's got a boar unless I distance myself 25 amot. And there's some trees that have much more extensive roots, like the charuv and the shikma. We already talked about charuv and shikma, about extensive branches, right, and leaves that are going to be mas to the city. We spoke about yesterday. Today we need to know that they also extend underground the same way they extend above ground. So over there they have double the distance they require, and you need chamishim ama. And it doesn't matter, bein milamala, bein minatzad, it doesn't matter whether these two items are on level ground, distance from each other 25 amot, or whether they're not level, one is higher than the other. It's the same din. Everybody's going to talk about this later. Now, the din is that ima bor kadma, if the bor was here first, so then we're mechayev them to be kotzeitz. And since it's a yochid, and this whole thing is being done for the benefit of the person who has the bor, and mi ikar adin, I'm not causing you currently any damage. So therefore, part of our takana is that the nizek, the potential nizek in this case, has to pay notein damim for the ketzitza. Ve'im ilan kadam, then he doesn't have to be cuts at all. So if the tree is there first, lo yikot. Suffix zekodem, suffix zekodem, lo yikot. And we said, of course, that it's in this that it differs from causing public damage. Over there, one way or the other, you have to be cut.
What about the bore? The roots of the trees can uproot the walls of houses.
It's greatest sensitivity. That's true, but that it doesn't have to be that way. But you know that when you have a cistern, it's going to draw the roots, right? Here you can't. Here you don't know what direction it's going to go. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to damage it. But for a cistern, it's vada going to damage it. In cases where things are causing damage, you can still cut. Yeah. It's only where it's for no reason. In other words, if it's worth more doing what you're doing than allowing it to be there, then there's no baltashkes issue. Can I help you?
Who's paying what?
The guy who wants the tree cut down pays for it. Rabbi Yossi Omer, not true. Afa pishabor kodemetli lan lo yikot. Because look, everybody's doing what he wants to do in his own property, and this is the way people live. Shezer chofer betoch shalom. And there's no current giri in which I can be seen as causing direct damage. So that's part of life. We're talking from an Eastern point of view. Sorry? Because the cats climb up. He's got a good time. Tana, we paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Tana, bein sha'abor lamata v'ilan lamala, bein sha'abor lamala v'ilan lamata. Now, the Brite expands on the Mishnah. The Mishnah just said whether it's horizontal or whether it's vertical. I mean, I could have understood that to mean that the finish is that even though the tree is not above the board, that the roots aren't growing down, you still have to worry about horizontal. But the Brite says, no, it's even if the bor is on top, what are we afraid of? That the roots are going to grow up and get into the bor? Ask the Gemara, Bishlama bor lemata, vilan lemala. Okay, I mean, that's the norm. Is that gazlina choroshinu maskele bor? Over there, enochinami. But the other way around, where the bor is lemala, the ilan is lemata. I mean, so why over there are we worried? Am I? It's not the derech of the tree to bring its roots going upwards. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Chaga, b'shem Rabbi Yossi, mipnei shemachalidim et hakarka, umalkin karki ito shel bor. It's true that it maybe won't invade the bor directly, but the area under the bor is going to become full of loose ground, just loosened now by the roots of the trees under it, and ultimately this makes the bottom of the cistern loose, and that's also considered to be the same type of damage. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afa Pisha Borko Demetli Lalo Yikots, Shezech Ofer Betok Shalo, Vizenotea Betok Shalo. Omer Rabbi Yudah Omer Shmuel, Halachak Rabbi Yossi. That's how we paskin. Omer Rabbi Ashi, Ki Avian Be Rabbi Kahana, Avi Amrina Mode Rabbi Yossi Begiri Dide. I know that when we were learning by Rav Kahana, that we were taught that even though we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi said anybody could do what he wants in his own area, Rabbi Yossi is moda, as we saw before, in the case of Giri Dide. This was the Gemara in the Mishnah that we had about the Sulam and the Nimaya. But Rashi also brings the case of the guy who would wash his hands on the second story, where there was damage to the maziva, and the water would come down on the head of the guy in the first story. So over there, the Gemara said that Rabbi Yossi was moda, that if the water actually, at the time that he's pouring it, will go straight through, this is the type of thing that comes up very often between neighbors, how long does it take the water to make its way through your ceiling? Right? So that's the point. If it comes directly, so in that case, Rabbi Yossi was moda, that you have to fix it. If it doesn't go directly, it just gets there ultimately. So then that's considered to be Zebetok Shalom, Zebetok Shalom. Now, Papi Yuvana, this guy, Papi, who apparently came from Greece, he was a poor man, but he became a nouveau rich. You see, he got rich. And of course, when you get rich, you have to show off a bit. So he was Bona Patni. He built this beautiful home. And it was there in the old neighborhood, you know. So Aviana Chatsuri Bishrivut, they said, they had, I mean, there were people in the neighborhood that used to make their living out of sesame seeds. They would crush the seeds to make sesame oil. This would make a tremendous amount of noise and vibrations. And he felt that since the Chiavidaike Sumsumi, Avinaide Apadne, when they would grind, his whole house would shake, that ultimately this was going to weaken his new beautiful home, and would end up ruining his wall and his foundation. So he came to Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, Well, even though we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, I recall that Ke'avon, Rav Kahana, Avi Arminim, Moda, Rabbi Yossi, Begiri Dilei. Rabbi Yossi was Moda, that if it's causing direct damage at the time, now that you're actually running your press, the house is shaking, so then you're being Ma'ar Er the house at that time. It's not an ultimate effect. Vikama. So how, I mean, you're saying it would be in direct Giri? How much would, what type of vibrations are we talking about that would be called an immediate impact on the house? Well, it would be kidenayit naftama apume dechatzva. Let's say if you, the same way that you have a barrel, where they, remember the top of the barrel was also made out of cheret. You'd carry a barrel, and the top of the barrel would shake if it wasn't detached. So too, if there's a machlokus over here, whether it's that same amount of shaking in the house, so that you feel it shaking that way, or it means literally take the top off of a barrel, which is the way Rashi learns. Take the top, lean it on a wall, or put it on a wall, and see if it shakes the same amount as when you would move. Now, that would mean that it's really, really affecting the wall. If you can see it shaking, so you're talking about an earthquake, basically. So vibrations that are visible that you could detect right away is considered to be giri didei, even al ibid Rabbi Yossi.
Why would it be giri? Could be that it's just be strong vibrations. Giri means it's a direct cause, right?
The vibrations are the giri. They are the giri. That is his giri. His giri is the things that when I'm doing here are affecting you over there, like an arrow.
What difference does it make out how much the wall shakes?
Is it called a giri?
But that, and obviously we know for sure that this is not.
We know that ultimately like you're going to affect it. It isn't groma. Remember, groma ben azikin. We're saying it is nazikin,
right?
Even though it's potter, but it's usher. Even Alib de Rabbi Yossi, if it's Giri. So we're not trying to find the difference. Trying to find whether we see this as directly affected.
What is directly affecting?
That's what everyone is asking. The comma. So a direct effect is I can actually see the house moving. If the house is moving, then it means when you're turning your thing, you're moving my house. That's Giri.
It could still be moving even if it's not a direct effect.
Yeah, but how would that happen? I mean, if there were three things in the middle, and we'd all, yeah, but over here, it just takes time to get there. It takes time for an hour to get there, too. But it's directly associated with the act that I did is pushing the arrow, right? So it's, the time factor isn't important.
Why is this perspective so chock full of yov? Today
it's all yov. Well, we'll wait till we get to the wonderful theme. On all the bubbles. The sechet nezikin. Okay, yes, Rabbi Kaplan actually did call. He's giving out $250,000. Which he doesn't have. He used up, he had a backup. He used up his backup. Marchikin eta nevelot veta kvarot veta burski bin ha'ir chamishi mama. Eino sim burski elu mizrach ha'ir. Rabbi Akiva omer lekol ruach ose, chutz mima'arava. Getting back now. Umarchik chamishi mama. Umarchikin eta mishre min ha'yerek veta krishim min ha'bitzalim veta chardal min ha'dvorim. Rabbi Yossi matir bechardal, iboilo. Rabbi Akiva heitika amar lekol ruach oseh v'someich chutz mima'arava, where I agree that your marchik hamishim amava oseh. Odeh lekol ruach oseh, of course, with the archok of hamishim amar chutz mima'arava deino oseh kla. So shva detani Rabbi Akiva omer lekol ruach oseh umarchik hamishim amar chutz mima'arava deino oseh kolikar mipneshi tedira. Omle Rav Runachum might dira, you limit to dira beruchot. It's not true. Omer of Kanabarav, Omer Rav, Arbaruchot Benashvot Bechoyom, Ruach Sonit in Kolachat Viachat. Shiomole Kain, Eno Lamit Kayem, Afilu Shahat, Ruach Romit Kosha Mikulam, Vimole Benet Shema Amida, Macharevet et Olam, Shinema Amibinatcha, Yavernet, Yifros Kenafav Latima, Elo might to dira to dira Beshkina. Dom Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, bo v'nachzik tova la'avotenu, shahodiyunu makom tvila, dechtivu tzva ha'shamayim, l'cha mishtachavim. Ma'akiv lo revachar ba'yakov, diyum ha'kevet shinot ha'pras mirabu, v'chozeh la'achorav u'mishtachaveh, which would mean shchina is dafka b'mizrach, kash. Rabbi Yoshaya savar, shchina b'chom makom. Diyum ha'rabbi Yoshaya, ma'y dechtiv, atao ha'shem levadecha, אתה עשית את השמיים שמי השמיים, שלוחך לא כשלוחי בשר ודם, שלוחי בשר ודם ממקום שמשתחים לשם, מחזירים שליחותם, אבל שלוחך למקום שמשתחים, שם מחזירים שליחותם. Shema tishlag brachim v'yachu v'yomru lecha inenu. It doesn't say yavoh v'yomru lecha. Lo ne'emar. Ela v'yachu v'yomru. Melamed shashkina b'chom makom. V'av Rabbi Shmuel sofer shkina b'chom makom. Netana dver Rabbi Shmuel. Minayin shashkina b'chom makom shene'emar. Inei ha-malach ha-dover b'yotzei u-malach acher yotzei likrato. Wow, that's weird. Achorav lo ne'emar likrato. Melamed shashkina b'chom makom. The Afrev Sheshe, Savashkina Bachomakom, the Amalev Sheshe Tashami, the Koru Hata Ukman, Lavarmi Mizrah, Lamishim the Lepeshina, Elvishim the Moro Be Mini, Rabbi Abahu Omer, Shechina Be Maharab, the Omer Rabbi Abahu, my Uriya Avirya, Omri Viromarab, my the Thivya Rov Kimatalekhi, Zoruach Maharavit, Shebaa, Mi Or Oshelola, Tizal Katalim Rati Zoruach Tsefonit, Shemazelat Azahab, וכן הוא אומר, הזלים זהב מכיס. כסעירים עלי דשא, זו רוח מזרחית שמסערת את כל העולם כסעיר. וכרביבים עלי עשב, זו רוח דרומית שמעלה רביבים ומגדלת עשבים. תני רב אליעזר אומר, עולם דומה לאכסדרה. ורוח צפונית אינה מסובבת. וכיוון שהגיעה חמה אצל קרן מערבית צפונית, נכפפת ועולה למעלה מן הרקיע. רבי יהושע אומר, עולם לקובאו דומה, ורוח צפונית מסובבת, וכיוון שחמה מגעת לקרן מערבית צפונית, מקפת וחוזרת אחורי כיפה. שנאמר הולך על דרום, וסובב על צפון, הולך על דרום ביום, וסובב על צפון בלילה. סובב, סובב, הולך הרוח, ועל סביבותיו שב הרוח. אלו פני מזרח ופני מערב, שפעמים מסבבתן, ופעמים מהלכתן, אבן נדי. הוא היה אומר, אמין, רב אליעזר, that minachedet avos sufa, that's referring to ruach dromit. Umimzarim kara refers to ruach tzefonit. Minishmat el yiten karach, that's ruach maravit, and rachab mayim bemutzak is ruach mizrachit. I thought you said it's the ruach dromit that brings the mayim. Is ma'ala revivim u'megadelet asabim. Lo kash, adat mitra b'nechuta, so then it's kirevivim. Va'ah b'shvivchuta, and then it's bemutzak. That refers to Ruach Tzvonit, Shemazelet al-Zahav, V'chein Omer ha-Zalim, Zahav Mikis. Omer Rav from Bar Papa, Omer Rav Chista Miyom, Shecharav Beit HaMikdash, Lo Hukshema Ruach Dromit, Shenema V'yigzor Yamin V'raev, V'yorchal Al-Sumo V'lo Saveyo, Uktiv Tzofon V'yamin Ata V'rata. V'yomer Rav from Bar Papa, Omer Rav Chista Miyom, Shecharav Beit HaMikdash, אין הגשמים יורדים מיוצר טוב. שם יפתח השם לך את אוצרו הטוב. בזמן שישראל עושים רצונו של מקום, ישראל שרויין על אדמתם, גשמים יורדים מיוצר טוב. בזמן שאין ישראל שרויין על אדמתם, אין גשמים יורדים מיוצר טוב. אומר רבי יצחק, הרוצה שיחכים ידרים ושיעשיר יצפין, וסימנך השולחן בצפון ומנורה בדרום. רבי יהושע בן לוי אומר לעולם ידרים, שמתוך שמתחכם מתעשר, שנאמר אורך ימים בימינה, בשמאלה או שפך אבות. ורבי יהושע בן לוי אומר שכינה במערב, ימין זה מצד את הצדודי. אומר לרב חנין לרב אשי יונתון, דיאטוויתו בצפונה, דארץ ישראל, you should be facing הדרומי הדרומי. מנולן דבובוס קוב לצפון, דארץ ישראל קיימה, תכתיב מצפון תיפתח הרעה על כל יושבי הארץ. מרחיקין את המשרה מן הירק, תנא רבי יוסי מתיר בחרדל, שיכול לומר לו, עד שאתה אומר לי, הרחק חרדלך מן דבוריי, הרחק דבורך מן חרדלי, שבאות ואוכלות לגלוגי חרדלי. מרחיקין את האילן מן הבור 25 אמה ובחרוב 50 אמה, בין מלמעלה בין מן הצד. אם הבור קדמה, קוצץ ונותן דמים. אם האילן קדם, לא יקוץ. ספק זה קדם, ספק זה קדם, לא יקוץ. רבי יוסי אומר, אף על פי שהבור קודמת לאילן לא יקוץ, שזה חופר בתוך שלו, וזה נוטע בתוך שלו. תנא בין שהבור למטה באילן למעלה, בין שהבור למעלה ואילן למטה. וואו, בשלום הבור למטה ואילן למעלה, I understand that כעשי לשרשים, מסקלי לבור, but the בור למעלה ואילן למטה, המי? אומר רב חגה, בשם רב יוסי, מפני שמחלידין את הקרקע, ומלכין קרקע איתו של הבור. רב יוסי אומר, לוקט. רבי יוסי אומר, אף על פי שהבור קודמת לאילן לא יקוץ, שזה חופר בתוך שלו וזה נוטע בתוך שלו. עומר רבי אומר שמואל, הלכה כרבי יוסי. עומר רבי אשי כי אבען ברב כהנא, אבי אמרינא מודי רבי יוסי בגירי דידי. In fact, Papi Una Oni Veshiravi. So he went ahead and bought an apadna. Avi Anakatsuri Bishwivute, the Avi Daike Tsumsumi, Avi Naide Apadne. Atala Kamin Ravashi, Omale. Well, Kavon Berav Kana Avi Amrinon, Motor of Yosibi Giridina. Vikama, the Nayed Naktama, Apumina Aspa.